This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look, I'm not back in 10 minutes. They call the cops. Standard operating procedure.
Here's some standard operating procedure. Stay the f*** away from Tony Soprano. Shut the f*** up and listen. It's over. Capisce? Over and done. You call or go anywhere near him or his family, and they'll be scraping your nipples off these fine leather seats.
Oh, my.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bitch.
Here's the thing.
They'll suck the power out of ye. Don and Mike.
Hey, what, turn that music down. Turn that music down, AJ.
AJ.
That's crap.
It's Don.
I wanna be able to hit myself pink and watch my documentary on the Nazis. Turn it down. I'll knock you through a wall. God.
Tony?
What?
Let's play the game.
Yeah, the game. All right. Jesus. You play that racket every day? I want TV and my ice cream. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studios are challengers. This guy's an unemployed auto mechanic from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Let's say hi to Joe Lepansky.
Here he is.
Howdy, Joe.
Hi, LQ.
Hi there.
Did I pronounce your name right?
Not even close, but that's okay.
Forget about it. Now entering the studios, our returning champion is a student from Burtonsville, a young kid, 21-year-old, Kurt Radcliffe.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, dude, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
It hasn't really changed my life at all.
Bye!
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Hey, Kurt.
Yo.
Speak up.
What's up?
There you go. A little louder. All now right. In the studios, the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Don't screw with LQ and say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Tony.
And here are your categories.
Good. I like this. This is my favorite part right here.
The categories are Sopranos Trivia.
Right on. There you go, Don.
The Tony Awards.
Hey, this is good. I like this. Good. You're doing me proud.
And this week on the Don and Mike Show.
Straighten up and fly right, boys. Let's get going.
Okay, so your categories are...
Yeah.
Sopranos Trivia.
Said that already.
The Tony Awards.
Yeah, well, you're repeating the four. Don't they get the first one? You write it down, Kurt?
And this week with Don and Mike.
Hey, Kurt!
You.
Write it down. All right, let's play the game, right?
All right. Joe, you're the challenger. We'll start with you, Joe.
I'll take the Tony Awards for one.
The Tonys. For one. Oh, former Good Morning America weatherman.
Tony.
All right, Kurt, your chance to steal.
Who is Tony Perkins?
Yes, and I should point out, Joe, that was not in the form of a question.
I apologize.
All right, Kurt, yes. You're in control.
This week on the Dynamite Show.
No, Kurt, stay with Tony's.
All right, the Tony's.
For what?
For two.
Yeah. Right. Hey, is that an attitude I hear? Because if you're going to give me an attitude, I'm going to come right down the phone line.
He's the boss.
Tony Danza. Who is Tony Danza?
Not in the form of a question.
Joe, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Tony Danza?
$2.
A mega talent.
Yeah, he's a... Watch out, you know, he's a friend of ours.
Oh, he's a paisan,
yeah,
I know.
All right, Joe, you select again.
Let's finish up Tony for three.
Danza.
He played Felix Unger on The Odd Couple.
I have no idea.
Kurt, your chance to steal. Hurry up.
I have no idea.
I hear them Googling.
Wow.
I hear them Googling.
Yeah. Somebody's Googling right there.
How soon they forget.
Yep.
Tony Randall.
Dead.
Right.
I like when you had that on the show. Tony Randall, dead. You do that on the show. It's good.
Tony Randall.
Dead. All right. Dead.
Christopher Reeve's wife.
Dead.
Right.
Yeah.
So you did that with a bit more reference.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, it just happened. You know, right. you got to have the respect sometimes. When I go to some of the wakes with guys I whack, you know, that's the way it works.
Big pussy.
Dead. Dead. And he smells like a lady's thing. All right, Joe, you're in control.
Let's do this week on the Don and Mike Show for one.
All right, here we go. He licked a stripper.
Who is Rob?
$1 for you. That's right, Joe. Select again, please.
This week on the Don and Mike Show for two.
Greg Gillespie's official title.
What is program director?
Correctamundo.
$2. You're doing pretty well there, Mr. Lipskinski.
Oh, God.
For three.
Come on!
For three.
Let's have this week on the Dynamite.
While we're young, thank you.
While we're young.
Truth be told, he never won the Pulitzer Prize.
Hey, Kurt, your chance to steal.
Who is Jay Severin?
Jerk off Jay Severin, yes.
$3 for you, Kurt. Select again.
What are the other categories?
Oh, let's take it away from him and give it to Joe.
Yeah. All right, Joe, select again.
Sopranos trivia for one.
Am I the only one finding Kurt to be less than reverential towards his position as champion?
He's a two-timer. He's a two-time champion.
Yeah, really? He's jumping all over the board. He doesn't seem to know how many questions there are.
It's a miracle that kid got this far. Yeah.
He's doing the thing not in the form of a question.
A bit of a rebel, but I like him.
How much does he have?
The total for the 2 days?
For today.
For today, you got $4.
How much does the other guy got?
The other guy's got $5.
I take one away from Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
Good for you. Yeah.
We're knocking you down to $3.
All right.
Uphill battle, my friend. Hey, good luck.
What? And, hey, give it to the Paisan.
$6 for you, Joe. Now you get to select again. I like it when you just do the king thing.
Let's do Sopranos trivia for one.
All right. Tony Soprano's favorite topless show bar.
What is the Bada Bing?
$1, the best in town. Everybody go. Go ahead, Joe.
Sopranos trivia for two.
Tony Soprano's dead mommy's name.
What is Mrs. Soprano?
Kurt, your chance to steal. Excuse me.
Who is Livia Soprano?
$2. That's a good pull there, Kurt.
Olivia Newton-Soprano, correct.
Olivia, oh, as I like to call her, you bitch! That's right. Select again.
Sopranos trivia for three.
Last question on the big board. He created the Sopranos.
Who is David Chase?
And that gets him into the lead once again. That's the last question, and you are now taking the lead, Mr. Kurt.
All right, Kurt. That's it. We're done with the first round.
First round's over.
Tony?
Yeah.
Who's got what?
Kurt's got $8. Joe's got $7. He's got a horse race here. It's like going out to the track.
Now, are you reading the thing, or is Jimmy reading the thing?
Jimmy, I can do it, or you can do it. Doesn't matter. I would prefer to read it, though, and Mr. Gandolfini happens to be momentarily indisposed.
Oh, I understand.
All right, I got him in the back room.
Okay.
With a piece of duct tape on his...
Here we go with the final low-budget Jeopardy.
Trap.
And here is your answer. The National Football League. Who doesn't love the NFL?
Jimmy Gandolfini!
Let me see. Oh, they got the labor problem solved, thanks to Paul Tagliabue. Paul Tagliabue replaced this man as commissioner of the National Football League. Boy, can you hear that? Can you hear that?
Yeah, the pecking on the keyboard, sure.
Peck.
You know, you hear that? I mean, we've not banned Googling yet.
No. It's a little disconcerting.
For goodness sakes. He is the man that Paul Tagliabue replaced as commissioner of the NFL. Don't forget, Kurt, Joe, answer the form question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Tony's, the candy that makes you part of the family. That's the slogan. You like it?
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the queer award show. Tony's are filled with chocolatey goodness shaped like me and jam-packed with special ingredients like pistachios, nougat, and basil.
Nougat.
All wrapped together in a yummy coating of delicious Italian chocolate.
Uh-huh.
And the best part of every single package of Tony's comes in his own pizza box. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
It's time now,
thank you, Tony.
Cash for you and me. It's time for Don and Mike to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Here we go. Come on, big bucks. Let's see. We want to go to who first, Tony?
Deal or no deal?
Who do we want to go to first?
Joe LeBlazkowski, whatever his name is.
Ah, Joe Paisan. Joe, he replaced this man. Paul Tagliabue replaced this guy as commissioner of the National Football League.
Who is Gary Bettman?
No, Gary that knocks Bettman. You down to zero.
All right, faggot, good guess. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt, if you have the right answer, you are the big wiener.
Who is Pete Rozelle?
Now, Kurt.
No, I understand I didn't give an answer, but I got like 3 seconds to think.
Kurt?
Yeah.
Kurt.
Oh, you are such a rebel.
Here is why Kurt is now going to be disqualified. We are going to take all of his money away, and Joe is going to be the big winner. I mean, we're going to take away the money we already gave Kurt.
We're
going to
get like one of those champions by anointment?
Yeah, here's the deal. Like ointment. Champions by ointment.
That's right.
because the only way that we can regulate this so that you can't cheat during the stupid game is that you give Joe the answer right. during the 30 seconds.
Right.
Now, Joe then puts up on the screen so I can see. What you got to do is be honest.
Yeah, be honest. You might get your legs broken.
Because the guy, Kurt, what he said to Joe was he didn't know.
Right.
Both of these guys don't know the answer.
Right.
Kurt, you're a cheater.
Well, can I just say that I had, 2 seconds to give an answer?
Hey, Kurt?
Yes.
Bye!
There, like that, out of there!
Can I just say I had 2 seconds
to give an answer? Does that mean we're going to give all the prizes to Joe today?
Yeah, except I just hung up on both of them.
Ah, well. I didn't mean
just
to.
As well.
What are you doing?
I really didn't mean to.
Well, let me tell you right now that Joe doubles the score to $14. We're throwing a $25 bonus.
We'll get him back on, I'm sure.
Total amount of dollars he's got. Hey, he's got $39 for the game. So congratulations. You want me to give him this, too?
Yeah, give him that, too.
Yeah, going to give him a win him before you can buy them, whatever. Jimmy Buffett tickets. A pair of tickets to see Jimmy Buffett live Thursday.
We got him back. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Joe, here you go, Joe.
Hey, Joe, you got to pick the Buffett tickets, all right? You get to see Jimmy Buffett live Thursday, August 3rd at Nissan Pavilion. Is that too far for you?
Not at all. I'll drive anywhere to see Jimmy.
Tickets go on sale this Saturday, March 11th at 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster outlets and online at Ticketmaster.com, Don.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Thank you very much, LQ.
Thank you. Hold on.
There you go. That's what happens. You cheat, the other guy wins.
That's
simple
right.
as that.
Now, hold on. What happened?
Just like life.
Not a bad policy.
Everything just went dead. Let me just make sure I got that right with Joe.
Call the nerve center.
Make sure the guy Joe. Really did have the right amount of time and all that, right?
Right.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Joe.
Now, playing by the rules, when you wrote don't know, that's what the guy told you, right?
Of course.
Okay. All right. I'm just checking the parameters, Joe.
That's right. He did not fall within the parameters.
Hey, all right, way to go. Hey, the weekend's here, Joe, huh?
Have
hey.
A can of beer!
Yeah, there you go,
right
I like
Joe.
That.
All right. Bada bing!
Or a nice glass of wine, red wine. Yeah, and then put your finger in your nose. Yeah,
thank
all
you,
right.
Joe.
Thank you.
Bye, Joe.
Bye
bye.
Oh, the goose at the door.
I hate it when Jeopardy ends like that. I hate it when something like that happens. Hey, Jimmy.
Just wanted to roll in here and tell you that honesty is the best policy. I think you did the right thing.
Sorry. What the hell happened? You speak at a roll. Looked like somebody just rolled you.
Yeah, he hit me during the break and put duct tape on my mouth. Didn't want me to come in here, but I was able to free myself and drop by to say a fond farewell.
It means you hit yourself.
In a way, you might be correct. Sometimes I can't control it.
This is like that commercial.
Sticking it to the man.
The guy's sticking it. But, sir, you are the man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's somewhat like that.
Yeah.
Only far more complicated, psychoanalytically speaking.
Yes.
Yeah, really is. He hit me with a 25-inch salami. It hurt.
Wow. Name was Pete Rozelle, incidentally.
That's right. Reek of garlic. I really do. A smell
in
I don't like.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
I don't care for
one
garlic.
Man found a way to bring good news to his people.
I like French cuisine.
He made it up.
I do. I prefer it
really?
to Italian. Everyone thinks that I enjoy pizza and such.
Gandolfini.
I say nay. Sure. Nay to them. Nay okay. to them. I don't enjoy that a bit. But looking forward to the premiere this Sunday.
Sure.
Please watch.
Buzz, what are your lead stories on news and comments tonight?
Tonight, desperate housewives versus desperate mobsters. No.
I think we'll do very well.
I think you will.
I think we will.
No fish sticks for Catholics next Friday, and Neverland, nevermore.
You know, I bet that Tony would probably have something better to say about taking on desperate housewives.
Bet he would.
We're going to kick their asses.
That's right.
They're pretty little domesticated asses.
And you know
they
what?
Are dead, what every about, one of them, all of them.
What about their daisies?
The daisies you know, smell
stink.
Like bad halibut.
Stay tuned for news and comment
smell
coming
like
up
calamari.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Uncooked, dried calamari out in the sun.
Hey, Tony.
Stinking like fish.
Tony.
Yo.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.